It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am so excited to be here today, Doc Bill. Of course, to have you here with me as well. So welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, too. And I wish you could have been with me on this trip that we are going to talk about today, because today's show is going to be one of our Just Got Back shows, where I talk about my trip to Los Angeles. I was there last week this time, having a lot of fun. So you should have been there because you are the culinary guy. And that's what we did.
I definitely would have liked to have been there. I mean, L.A. is a great place. L.A. and New York both set the pace for food in this country. One, because of their location and large population, and two, because of the media. New York probably is the number one food center in this country, but it's not, but it's followed very, very closely by L.A.
Well, you know, when I think about L.A., I also think of them as the trendsetters. You know, they started the whole, you know, farm to the table kind of move, and, you know, with the farms and the organic, you know, vegetables and things like that going directly to the restaurants and then onto the tables, the whole food truck, you know, craze. Because one of the things I found out about the food truck craze out there is that now it's kind of, you know, dwindling away, where it's becoming very popular over here. So they do kind of set the trend, and then we follow along. So that West Coast vibe hopefully will come over here with some of the things that we're going to talk about, some of the new things trending out there.
Well, it looks good, and look, you have a variety of places you went to and a variety of things to talk about today.
Well, you know what we called it, because what we did is we went to a lot of the breweries, because the breweries out there are huge. I mean, it's a really, really big thing, and not only with the breweries alone, but also with a lot of the restaurants wanting to pair great food with the breweries. So we had a great time, so we call it our pub and grub tour of Los Angeles, because we did eat a lot too. So it wasn't just us, you know, sampling beers. But when I say us, I have to tell you who came along with us. Stephen, and you know Stephen Philby, my good friend from about 16 years. He and I have done our share of doing the grub tours around lots of different cities all over the world. So it was great to have him there with me. And of course Nicole, who is out in LA and does quite a bit with us on the radio show here in terms of some of our creative design and creative theming for some of our programming, she does that. So the two of them were right along with me as I had a chance to sample some of the great beers out there and some of the food too.
And that's very good, you know, to talk about. I mean, for the longest in California, the big thing was the wine scene. And you have Sonoma Valley, you have that whole Napa Valley area, which is basically grown up around wine and the food paired with wine. But you started seeing people now moving more from wine, also moving to beer, and that becoming more and more popular. You probably had that at its most in Europe, a lot of places that which is renowned for where beer at its high level came from. But in California now, you're getting more and more pairing of these small pubs and small eateries with different types of beers and beer sample sets. And I think that's something you'll start to see more here in Georgia. I mean, in Georgia, our beer center place is Athens. And from there, those small breweries have moved, and you start to see them entering the Atlanta area. LA, you get to see where the trend has gone and is at and where the trend is actually going, and that's kind of neat.
Well, another one of the really neat things, too, is when you think about chefs and how they really like to try different spices in terms of creative foods and recipes and things like that. The breweries, they really like to try the different hops. So they really like the hoppy type beers, and they like trying, you know, different hops and different crafts around the hops to make their beer really creative. And that was interesting to find out as well, is that the, you know, the breweries are matching hops and the chefs are matching spices, and they come up with some of these really great combos out there. But I have to admit that Stephen and I both were on a search for the best hamburger. So the first place that we went to, we had a really, really great burger there, or at least Stephen did, and I ate half of his burger, I have to admit. And it was really, really good. So you can get some really good burgers out there as well.
That's true. I mean, for a long time, LA is, you know, when you think of hamburgers, one of the places where hamburgers, you know, a lot of them started at. But things like the Umami Burger. But again, you're getting more and more burgers being paired with the beer, and then it becomes an event. It's just not just the burger, it's the burger and the beer.
Well, that's true. That's true. And one of the things also, too, that we found as well is going to some of the breweries, and one in particular that we'll talk about in just a few minutes, is that some of them are very neighborhood-focused, too, which makes for a really cool kind of atmosphere when you go in there, because you not only get a chance to try some really super beers and see how creative the breweries are becoming, but you also get a chance to meet some of the people in the neighborhoods that frequent those pubs a lot, and you get a sense of the culture and just the feel for the neighborhoods as well. So that was really cool.
That's interesting. And I'm sure, again, in L.A., it's just not just going to be burgers made with beef. You have veggie burgers, which are really big, and also burgers made from seafood, salmon burgers and things like that. You find more and more common in areas like that.
Well, you know what was really common, and we switched it up a little bit, were some of the vegan burgers. And we actually were told at one of the breweries that if we wanted to add bacon to the vegan burger, we could do that. But that somehow seemed as though that would be a little wrong somehow. So we actually didn't order that. Somehow our conscience wouldn't let us have a vegan burger and then put bacon on it. But it did sound kind of good.
It does.
To give that a try. But, you know, one of the things also, too, that we found that was really kind of fun with this as well is that you also get a chance to see how, you know, like I just mentioned, like the communities are coming together. Because one of the places that we went was very family oriented. And you don't necessarily think about that when you think about doing a tour to try the breweries. But the breweries have great tours where you can go and you can really see how the beer is produced and how it's made. So it really does make for a really great family outing as well. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about some of the places that we went because, as I mentioned, I mean, it was a great experience for me. I'm not a huge beer drinker, but really enjoyed this because I got a chance to learn a lot. And learning is always fun when you go traveling. It's not always just about hitting those tourist spots because, you know, when you go to L.A., you have the whole Hollywood and, you know, you have all of those, you know, sites like that that you can go and see. But doing something different, I found to be a really great way to learn a lot more about Los Angeles and certainly its dining scene. Now, the first place we went to was a place called Mohawk Bend that was in Echo Park. So we arrived on Saturday night, and we were all very hungry. We were starving. So we said, let's go right now and grab something. And Mohawk Bend was actually the perfect place for that because it's located in a restored Vanderbilt Theater, which makes it kind of cool. And we have a great picture of that, of the sign on the website, so you guys go and check that out. But it's a really kind of hip area, and the pub is very lively. So if you're looking for the kind of upbeat atmosphere, that would definitely be a great place for folks to go if they're out visiting. And they have 72 taps of craft beer, and they're all locally sourced from California. So they actually really focus on the California craft breweries as part of what they offer.
Do they have like the standard pub food like fish and chips?
They absolutely had fish and chips, and that's what Nicole ordered. So we got a chance to sample the fish and chips. They had another dish that was kind of cool. I'd never tried this before, and that was fried avocado. Have you ever had that?
I haven't had fried avocado. I've had avocado shakes and stuff, but not fried avocado.
Oh, yeah, it was fried avocado, and it sounds a little kind of like, well, isn't it going to be mushy? But it was actually very good and a little kind of twist on your taste buds and on the sort of the texture of what you have there in your mouth because you have the crunchy, but you also have kind of the soft avocado. So it was really, really kind of neat. And it was great pairing it with some of the different beers as well. And I had a pizza because they're known for their pizzas there. So I had a pizza there that was really, really good. And it was called the Fig Newton Pizza. So it did have the pork on there that I'm looking for because I want that bacon. I'm a big bacon fan. But also had fig preserves. So that was a really cool combination with the fig preserves, the cheese, and then also the bacon. So that was really, really great. Now, they do change their taps each day, so if you go on Friday and you have a great beer, you can go back on Saturday and have another great beer that wasn't on the menu before. So I would definitely recommend if you guys are out in Los Angeles, check out Mohawk Bend in Echo Park. It's great. Now, we have a whole bunch more to tell you about, so we're going to take a break right here, and when we come back, we'll pick up with our Pub and Grub tour of L.A. And remember, our show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check us out on the website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give us a call at 912-223-6515. So come right back. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN. Back in a minute.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be so safe and warm if I was in L.A. California dreaming.